It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Libby Dankman, sitting in for Larry Mantle. And my next guest has explored a pretty extraordinary story about white supremacy and the military. It's from a chapter in Southern California history I think a lot of people may have forgotten. The story looks at a time when racial tensions were extremely high at Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base north of San Diego, and its subjects are a group of African-American Marines who tried to fight back against white supremacist activity on the base, but they wound up making a mistake that really landed them in a lot of legal trouble. And my guest is Steve Walsh, military reporter for NPR member station KPBS in San Diego. And his new podcast, where he explores this story, is called Free the Pendleton 14. And Steve is also my colleague on the American Homefront Project reporting collaborative. Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Hi, Libby. It's really good to talk to you.
Yeah, great to hear your voice. First off, Steve, can you kind of describe the setting for this story and what the racial politics were at the time on a base like Camp Pendleton?
So this is 1976 when this incident happened here. So imagine this is just after the Vietnam War has wrapped up. And a group of African-American Marines were experiencing not just white supremacy, but the Ku Klux Klan. Other Marines were openly involved in the Ku Klux Klan on Camp Pendleton. It's a very tumultuous time for the Marine Corps. The Marines were heavily involved in Vietnam and are often described as a broken force at this point. There's a lot of turmoil going on in this base. In the middle of it, these African-American Marines are experiencing open racism and the Ku Klux Klan. They decide on one evening in 1976 in November to take action to attack what they thought was a Klan meeting going on just in the same barracks complex where they lived. They attacked a group of Marines. Turned out that the Klan meeting was happening next door. They got the wrong room. Initially, the Marine Corps really tries heavily to cover this up. And then when it comes out that, yes, the Klan was operating at this Marine base in Southern California, it becomes national news. All the major networks at the time come to San Diego to cover the trial. And eventually it draws David Duke, who comes in to defend the rights of the Klansmen Marines.
Yeah, of course he has to get involved in some way. Just really quickly, Steve, I wanted to ask. So just to be clear, in the 1970s, you were able to join and display white supremacist affiliation? I mean, because that's definitely not legal. That's not okay for military members anymore.
I can hear the surprise in your voice. That's what surprised me about this story. I did not think so. And it's very unclear whether or not they were actually allowed to be openly a part of the Klan. It's not officially banned until 1986 when the Secretary of Defense rules that you cannot be a part of any of these white supremacist organizations. But it certainly was not well known up until that point. And the Marine Corps tried to really pretend that they knew nothing about this happening, though it becomes very clear that they knew full well that the Klan was there on Camp Pendleton.
Yeah. Steve Walsh with KPBS is on the line with me. His new podcast is called Free the Pendleton 14, where he examines this incredible chapter in Southern California history. And as Steve was just saying, a group of African-American Marines think that they're going to break up a Ku Klux Klan meeting, and they got the room next door to this Klan meeting. And Steve, you were saying, so there was actually a group of white supremacists there, very near where they were attempting to break up, but they simply got the wrong room.
Right. And it comes out eventually at trial that there was a list of 16 Klansmen found in the barracks room next door. So they found weapons and everything. In fact, if they had gotten the right room, it's very likely that their people could have been killed. There would have been an armed clash at that point with the Klan.
And what happened to these young, mostly Marines, these African-American Marines, and what happened to the Ku Klux Klan members who were eventually discovered on campus? What goes forward from there?
Well, the Marines goes from covering it up to try to quickly remove the Klansmen Marines. What happens is this becomes this major sort of cause célèbre. Again, David Duke shows up. It's amazing when you look back through the record how seriously David Duke is taken at that time. People give him whole articles in the San Diego Union. He's interviewed on national television, and he quickly starts playing the victim and they're saying that, you know, these Klansmen are the real victim here. And it's amazing to hear so many of the things that you're hearing now coming out of the alt-right, coming out of the mouths of actual Klansmen back in 1976.
Yeah, because when I first heard about this podcast that you're hosting, Free the Pendleton 14, you mentioned, you know, even today, this violence in Charlottesville involved at least one member, active duty member of the military. And so what you're saying is this is very relevant to keep an eye on this issue of white supremacy and its prevalence in our culture and in the military as well.
The parallels are pretty striking. We definitely know that these attitudes don't go away. They seem to pop up and then they go underground. They pop up and they go underground, and it feels like we're in an era where it's really beginning to pop up again. We've seen the military make changes over the decades, and the one Marine that was eventually discovered marching with the neo-Nazis, he was eventually discharged from the Marine Corps. But we know that there is still a real presence of these white supremacist groups in the military even today.
Yeah, Steve Walsh with KPBS. Go check out his podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, because it's an incredible story. Free the Pendleton 14, and Steve tweets at Steve Walsh if you want to follow him. Thanks again, Steve.
Thanks, Libby. Appreciate it.
It's Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle today on Air Talk. Thanks so much for listening, and Larry will be back tomorrow.